Today being the 15th day of Ramadan, 1443 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 16th day of April, 2022 years after the era of Anabi Isa alayhi salam. The tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniya Brotherhood in conjunction with Tijaniya Muslim Studio Association of Nigeria and Ahmadu Bello University Zaria chapter at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of the main campus of the university continues from the beginning of Surah Yasin. Sayyidi Ali Abdullah will recite the Holy Quran for us while our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Al-Qunim will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سورة ياسين مكية وهي اثنتان وثمانون آية. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسير والقرآن الحكيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. سورة ياسين مكية وهي اثنتان وثمانون آية. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ياسين والقرآن الحكيم. الحمد لله. This surah is the sixth chapter of the Quran and it has its two verses. Almost most of it was revealed to Prophet ﷺ when he was in Mecca, except one or two verses. It starts like this: Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Yasin al-Quran al-Hakim. Always we say that Allah starts any work with saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim to teach us to always start our work with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you look closely, we are the ones that this book is sent to. What are we using to talk? Our mouth. What did we use to hear? Our ears. What are we using to see? Our eyes. What are we using to ponder? Our heart. Who gave all of them to us? But he gave us a choice. If we wish, we can use it to serve him. If we don't, we can use it to serve ourselves or serve whatever we want to serve. It's a choice he gave to us. It's a choice he gave to us. So we should not do anything by compulsion. If Allah so wish, he can make us to compulsorily worship Allah. But he said no. If you wish, but if we are sensible, since Allah gave us all these faculties, we should use it to do work in his name because it belongs to him. It's like when somebody comes and he said, on behalf of my country, on behalf of my nation, on behalf of my tribe. So when you say Bismillah, you are saying on behalf of Allah, in the name of Allah. And Allah is a name that combines all his other names put together.
And by the time you do that, Allah will tell you that the attribute that comes closest to Him when He's talking to His creation is Ar-Rahman, that attribute of mercy, to tell us that He is merciful. Even though His Allah is so magnificent, is so strong, but when we know He's merciful, we'll be comforted. And we too will learn that whatever we are, when we look at us, no matter how big we are, our actions should be with mercy. Ar-Rahim, excessive mercy to those that are close to us. Yasin, wal Quran al-Hakim. Yasin, the surah itself, the Prophet has related a lot of things about it. The Prophet said, Surah al-Baqarah, said, Min Salamin wa Zurwat al-Quran, is the top and topmost of the Quran. That each verse of it, there were 80 angels that followed it to the earth. And that Allah la ilaha illa Allah al-Qayyum was taken from beneath the throne of Allah and brought to enter Surah al-Baqarah. He said, but Yasin is the heart of the Quran. In another hadith, the Prophet he said, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَلْبٌ وَقَلْبُ الْقُرْآنِ يَاسِينَ. Everything has a heart. The heart of the Quran is Yasin. In another place he said, whoever recites Yasin, he has the reward of reciting the Quran 10 times. Then he said, اِقْرَعُوا يَاسِينَ عَلَى مَوْتَيْكُمْ. Whenever you suspect somebody is about to die, he said, recite Yasin on him. In other hadith, if Yasin is recited on him, the death pangs would be easy for him, and an angel will come and give him something to drink that would make it easy for him, and he will not be thirsty in his grave or be thirsty on the day of judgment. In another hadith, he said, if Yasin, if you recite it in the night, Allah will forgive you your sins. If you recite it in the evening time, Allah will also forgive you your sins. In another hadith, he said, if somebody is on a journey and you recite Yasin, Allah will make your journey a successful journey. If you are looking for a woman to marry and you don't have, Allah will make it easy for you. Then, Sheikh Ibrahim said, the recitation that combines all this is where the Prophet said, Zamzam lima shiribat, Yasin lima kuriat. Zamzam, for whatever intention you use, you drink it with. Yasin, for whatever intention you recite it. So Yasin covers all this. So Yasin has a lot of virtues. But another place, the verse Allah said, Law iddittu anna Yasin fi qalbi kulli ahadi min ummati. I love that if it's possible, Yasin should be in the heart of every member of my ummah. Here, what is the meaning of Yasin? They said it's among the surah that start with letters. There are surah that start with hurufun muqatta, letters. These letters, you may think that it just came like that. No. You see, only a student that has gone to school knows the difference between words and alphabets. A child that has not gone to school, that hears a language, if you say, for example, one, he knows what one is. But for you to say O-N-E, one, only student that has gone to school knows that O-N-E is one. Because an average person, he wakes up speaking his language, one, two, three, he knows what one is, he knows what two is. But for him to know that it is composed of this alphabet, O-N-E, he has to have gone to school, and the teacher will teach him O-N-E, one, T-W-O, two, before he knows that the alphabet that composed one is O-N-E. The alphabet of the Arabic language, there are 28. There are 28. You have 9 at the end, you have 9 at the beginning. Then, how many is remaining? You have 10 remaining at the middle. From the 9 at the beginning, only 2 are taken among the group of attack in the Quran. From the 9 at the end, the alternate ones were taken that has no dielectric dots on them. If you take Alif, Ba, Ta, Fa, Jin, Ha, Ha, Del, Zed, this is the first 9. You take Alif, you take Ha, H, nothing is taken out of it. If you take the last 9, you also come, you find out that you have from Fa, then you have Fa is not taken. Ka is not taken. So Ka is taken. Then Ka is taken. Then Lam. Then Mi. Then Nun. Then Wow is not taken. Ha is not taken. How is taken, then Ya is taken. 7 of them are taken. These 2 is taken here, 7 is taken here. 2 are not taken. Then at the middle, the remaining are taken. All these huruf themselves, they are put also in number. You start from Baqarah, you have Alif Lam Mim, you have Alif Lam Mim again. You come to Alif Lam Mim Sod, you have Alif Lam Re. Alif Lam Re, Alif Lam Mim Re. Yeah, you come like that. You come to Kaf Re Ayn Sof. You have Tosi, Tosi Mim. You have Kaf. You have Nun. Then the Hamim, all of them, there are 7. Hamim, Hamim, and Hamim Ayn Sof. How did the Prophet know that when you see Alif Lam Mim, it is not Alam? It has to be Alif, Lam, Mim. Because he didn't go to school. Since he didn't go to school, anybody from his whole time that says Alif, Lam, Mim, if he's just reading Arabic, he has never known Quran, he will say Alam. But for you to know that it's not Alam, it's Alif, Lam, Mim, it means the person has gone to school. So, which means the person last summer was taught by the one that knows everything. So you may see these groups are just like that. They are not just like that. Allah has put them there. It has been said that these letters are names of Allah Himself. Some people say no. They are names of something else. Some people say no. Can you use them as names? Said yes. If you say take something like Noon, Noon is the name of the fish. And Allah used it in describing the Prophet. Wasn't Noon is the Haba Maghariban, Wasn't Allah Nagir Alayhi. He used it in describing Alayhi Yusuf when he entered the, inside the whale. He said, Wasn't Noon, the one of the whale. Which means you can use the letter to describe as a name. And sometimes Arabs, they use one letter to bring out what they want to say. They can just use, say, Sin or Sha. Kafa bihaza Sha is enough for this one as a witness. Shahada is just Sha. This is it. In this case, Yasin, some ulama said it means Ya Insan, O you the man. Some would say no. Yasin, Ya is Nida to call. Sin is the person, the Prophet. Some people said no. Yasin itself is the name of the Prophet. Because it is, everybody knows that Yasin, Taha, always a name of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Kaf is the name of a mountain. So these letters can be used as names. But Yasin, the popular version is that his name of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the statement that follows shows that yes, it is. Even though people normally, it is said that the best translation of these letters at the beginning of these chapters of the Quran is best known by Allah. But everybody knows that the name of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Yasin. Another of his name is Taha, and all of them are part of the letters that are used in starting as the chapters of the Quran. Yasin, O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Wal Quran Al Hakim. Wal Quran Al Hakim, Allah is swearing. That's why there is Wa Al Qasam, that is to swear. Wa Wal Quran Al Hakim. As if saying, O Prophet, I swear with the Quran that is of wisdom. Quran is a word taken from Qara, to read. To read. But Quran is to differentiate it from anything else that is being read. In this case, the Quran. Quran is meant to be read. Sometimes it is called Kitab, because it is written down and it's meant to be written. At this time it's called zikr, because it is remembrance and it is meant to be remembered. Wal Quran al Hakim. Quran is what Allah has meant for us when He brought the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So actually two things Allah gave us. He gave us the Quran and He gave us the Prophet. Qad ja'akum min Allahi nurun wa kitabin Mubin. Allah has brought to us light and the book. Light here is the Prophet, the book is the Quran. In another place, أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكُمْ ذِكْرًا رَسُولٌ. Allah has sent to us remembrance. And this remembrance is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In another place, Allah calls it the truth. Because وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the truth from Allah. The Quran too is the truth from Allah. So what Quran? Allah is swearing with the Quran. Al-Hakim, of wisdom. The meaning of wisdom in Arabic is to be able to know how, where to put things when they come. Like we are sitting down now to put each, everything, the handset in its place, the loudspeaker in its place, you put them in the correct places. That is wisdom in Arabic. And they took the word from Hakama. Hakama is this ring that you put in the nose of a bull or of an animal. Then you put the brain, the rope on it, so that you can use it to control it. Which means you control it to go where it should go and where it should not go. So the Quran is a book of wisdom that controls mankind to tell you where to go and where not to go. So it's full of wisdom. There is no wisdom if you don't know when to use your left hand and when to use your right hand. When to say this and when not to say this. That's why Allah says, وَمَنْ يُوتِيَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَكَدْ أُوتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Somebody may not have much knowledge, but he may have a lot of wisdom. Yasin Wal Quran Hakim. Allah is swearing with this Quran that is a book completely of wisdom. What is he swearing on?
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Innaka lamina al-mursaleen.
Innaka lamina al-mursaleen. Allah says he swear. Innaka, O you Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lamina al-mursaleen. Indeed, among the messengers sent. You can see this is what Allah is saying. So if you follow it from the beginning, you can now see its next meaning. Yasin, O Prophet, Wal Quran Lakim, and I swear by the Quran that is full of wisdom. Innaka, for sure, you, Lamin al Mursaleen, are indeed among the messengers of Allah.
على صراط مستقيم
على صراط مستقيم that is on the road that is on the straight road like I said the other day to know the straight road is difficult you always need somebody to assist you it's not no matter how much you read to be able to know the straight road is difficult the easiest way to know the straight road is just to follow that's why the children are given to their parents to the mother then to the father so that they teach them the straight road as it's going up if you just go to a place you have never seen yam you have never seen apple you have never seen orange you have never seen maize you have never seen all these things you have never seen meat and they just put it in front of you how do you know what they are how do you know the correct way to use it but if you have a father a mother and you are in a house you grow up to see that apple is a fruit orange is a fruit maize has to be grinded you as you are going with all these things you forget that you are learning a lot you just wake up to find out that you do this you do this you do this but actually you have been put to be on the straight road you have to continue like that following whoever is ahead of you that's why when you beg Allah in the Quran after getting to Allah iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in what you begging for is ihdina sirata al-mustaqim the prophet you have been told now the prophet ala sirat al-mustaqim la yatiku anil hawa in huwa illa wahyun yuha anything the prophet does is on the straight path if he turns is on the straight path if he looks is on the straight path if he talks is on the straight path if he blesses is on the straight path if he curses is on the straight path whatever he does is on the straight path that's why it is important for you if you want to follow the straight path if you beg Allah Allah will ask you you want the straight path he said yes sirata allatheena an'amta alayhim go to the path of those that I am Allah is pleased with that's why anybody that says he is going to just read and follow what he reads he can never succeed the easiest way in life is to follow somebody who has already succeeded who is on the road and you are all here the other day when I gave an example of our Sheikh Ibrahim Yas when he was returning back to Kola he met one of his companions by the roadside he said let's give this man a lift they gave him a lift and the vehicle going the man said oh Sheikh please assist me on the day of judgment also to take me along he said you to assist me to also be on the road as I met you today you have to be on the road And the road to Allah is straight. The road has already put it, laid it down. But there is no way you can just come and say, by reading, by doing this, you know it. Follow those that you met on the road. You are not new. No human being came to this world new. Except Adam, alayhi salatu wasalam. Every other human being, we are supposed to follow Allah, salatim, mustaqim.
Tanzilul Azizir Rahim.
تنزيل العزيز الرحيم تنزيل العزيز الرحيم sent down by the mighty one by the merciful one the prophet is sent down the Quran is sent down all he is doing is sent down whatever the prophet is doing is sent down the Quran itself is sent down by who العزيز الرحيم in our specialty is تنزيل I think in your own is تنزيل العزيز الرحيم تنزيل العزيز الرحيم By who? By the mighty one, Ar-Rahim, the merciful one. All this Allah is making us to come down. Let's not be afraid. We are in front of Allah. Because there was a sahaba one day, as he was selling the Quran, he came to a place, يَوْمَ يَكُومُ النَّاسِ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ He fainted. The day when mankind will stand before Allah. For you to know that you are standing before Allah is not easy. That's why Allah always makes sure that wherever you are, the Prophet is there. To make it easy for you if you are studying before God. تنزيل العزيز الرحيم
لتنذر قوما ما أنزل آباؤهم فهم غافلون
لتنذر قوما ما أنزل آباؤهم from Babylon. This book, and you, the brothers of Muslim, is from the mighty one that is merciful. Why? Let it be a common, so that it can serve as warning to a people. Ma unzira aba'uhum, that their forefathers were not one, wahum ghafilun, and therefore they are in utter negligence. Here Allah is telling the Prophet that we have sent you, we have sent this Quran, litunzira qauman ma unzira aba'uhum. It can be that their forefathers were never sent to, or they were sent to. It can take the two meanings, but here the majority of meaning is that it is like ma uzra abahum, their forefathers were not sent to whom God for them. Because of that, they are negligent. Because in this case, the Arabs, their last time of hearing about the Prophet is from the time of Anil Ismaila, the son of Anil Ibrahim. So always they are hearing that they are on the path of Anil Ibrahim, but the distance is so far away that all they just hear are the things that they know. There is a Kaaba, there is a Safa, there is Marwa, you go around it, you run from Safa to Marwa, and then there is Arafah, there is Muzdalifah. These are the things they can just remember. The real worship of Ali Ibrahim has evaded them. So people brought idols to them, and they embraced the idol, believing that the idol can take them closer to Allah. This is not true. They have gone into utter negligence. Wake them up from their neglect. Because always, this mouth is what you use in talking to people at all the time. We said just now, the Quran, the Prophet said, the Quran is the heart of the Yasin is the heart of the Quran. Yasin is the heart of the Quran. Allah in the Quran is saying, وَجَعَى لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. In other place, قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Said, Allah, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Allah brought you out of your mother's womb. When you came out, what did you know? Where you are coming from, you have forgotten. And you are coming from somewhere. Where you are going to, you don't know. But He gave you the ear, hearing to hear. He gave you sight to see. And He gave you the heart. This heart, if you hold it very well, it will guide you today. It will also assist you to know where you are coming from. It can go back to history and bring it to you. It can also go into the future and show you. That's why the heart is in between the body and the soul. This you will find out in this surah that Sheikh Ibrahim said. Throughout, you're not hearing of salah, of fasting, of hajj. What you just hearing is telling about the divine world. What people are saying, what you should believe, this is what is telling you. Because if your heart is properly trained, your heart can go into yesterday, and your heart can go into tomorrow, and your heart can be for today. Now, all of us, as we are sitting down here, if you ask to touch the next person right to you, very easy you touch him. Very easy. But if you ask to touch something on your table in your house, can you touch it with your hand? But you can touch it with your heart. Your heart now can go and see it. You are even seeing it now. This is what was on my table. إِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَلْ أَبْصَارُ وَلَاكِنْ تَعْمَلْ قُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. It is in the heart, in the chest, that goes blind. But there is something more powerful than this heart. The heart is more powerful than the body. That's why it is the heart that gives direction to the body. Whatever you see a person doing, his heart tells him to do it. Then it appears in the limbs. Like we said in this surah, there is no work of limb that you see here. It's the work of the heart that we are going to see. And then this heart, if you ask the heart, you have never been to Makkah, for example. You have never been to Medina. And you ask the heart, can you describe Kaaba? And you have never seen the picture of Kaaba. What is he going to describe? Nothing. If you are asked, describe Safa and Marwa, he has never been to Safa and Marwa, and he has never seen the picture, what is he going to describe? Nothing. But if your heart is asked to describe what it has already known, it can now go to where it is and describe it. But if Allah wants, when you sleep, your heart is still the one, it's the only thing that is working. All the main part of your body will be down, will be dead. They'll be dead. But that your heart that is same with you and breathing, it can relate to the unseen. You will dream and you can see Kaaba the way it is. You have never seen it before. You can come now and say, Kaaba is like this, it's like this, it's like this. Your dream can also tell you what has happened even before you came to this world. That's why it's very important for us to look after our heart. The heart is the one that Allah is addressing all the time. That's what Sheikh Ahmad Tijani, he says, to him, smoking is haram. Because the heart is the one that is the most important thing you have in your body, with your intellect. And these are the things that smoking will destroy. Why should he agree? Why should he even contemplate that it's salah? When he said this, ulama of his time, some believed in him because they know he's a simple servant of Allah. Some try to agree with him. Allah is the one that prepares his awliya. Man adali waliyan, fakat adam to mulhaf. Allah said, he is the one to defend his simple servant if anybody puts him to war. Today, in the whole world, everywhere you see, no smoking, no smoking, no smoking, no smoking. He is the one person known that came out boldly to say smoking is haram. That's why Allah is echoing his statement today. It was a command, ma unzalabam, oh God. So these people, their heart is negligent. Satan has taken control over it. Warn them so that you bring back their heart to where it should be. So that it should be with God. And the Prophet صلى
لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون.
لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون. A lot of them, لقد حق القول عليهم. A lot of them, the truth is already against them. فهم لا يؤمنون. They don't believe. What is this truth? Hell, they are bound to hell. لَأَمْلَا أَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. A lot of them have already, this statement is already on them. You find out that they will not, from lie even, they will not believe. At this time in Makkah, almost very little of them believed. But Allah, as he said the Prophet, in his own lifetime, the whole of Makkah, the whole of people of Medina, there was nobody at one time, there was nobody there except people that believed. No prophet has been lucky to have this in his lifetime, to have two major towns. Everybody there is a believer. Makat haqqal qawl ala aksarihim, qawm la yu'minu.
Inna ja'alna fi a'naqihim wa'adnana fahiyya ila asqani qawm mukmahun.
Inna ja'alna fi a'naqihim aghlalan wa hiya ila al-adqani wa hum mukmahun. A lot of them don't believe. Why? Allah says this is the reason. Inna ja'alna fi a'naqihim aghlalan. We have put on their neck shackles. Wa hiya ila al-adqani, that goes from their neck up to their chin. Wa hum mukmahun. They are straight jacketed, they cannot turn to the left or to the right. When somebody has an accident sometimes and it has affected the head and the neck, they will say the only way is for you to put a particular restrainer on the neck so that the neck for sometimes will not be able to move until it is healed. You find when it is put there, the person can hardly turn to the right or hardly turn to the left. These people that are so proud and full of themselves, when they are going on the road, even if people are beating them, they don't turn to the left and right. The same way in their talks, when you are talking to them, they don't want to turn to the right to listen to any view, or the left to listen to the other view. They believe their view is the only view. That's why Islam is bold. The Quran is bold. It's calling anybody, challenge it. Any verse you like, challenge it. The Quran is waiting. The answers will be given to you. No other religion has said his books can be challenged. The Quran is challenging anybody to bring out a fault within it. You cannot get it. So because of that, the Muslim is allowed to think far and wide, then come back to the Quran and check the answer. But these people that are so proud that refuse to believe, don't bother about them. Allah said, I am the one that has caused them not to believe. Inna ja'alna fi anakihim aghlalan. We have put collars on their neck that has gone up to their chin. So their faith is just up. They can't turn to the left to see or to the right to see. That's when you jack up a camel and the head is up, it cannot turn left or right. It's kama. They are in that state. When are they going to reason?
وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأكشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون.
إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذكار فهم مكمهون. وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأكشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون. الله said, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ سُدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سُدًّا. Allah said, we put in their front a barrier and behind them a barrier. فَأَكْيَنَاهُمْ. And we made them to be covered in delusion. Home lives room, they cannot see. This barrier, when you come to the Quran and you are reading and you are understanding, know that the barrier has been lifted off it from you. Not everybody is able to read and understand it. When you see somebody who is good and you know this person is good and you go to him, is barrier that is lifted. If not, how would somebody see the Prophet and choose something else? How would somebody see the Quran and choose another book to read? It doesn't make sense. That's why always we are praying that Allah should lift the barrier for us. Whatever is closed, let Allah lift it and open it for us. If the barrier is lifted, you see clearly. Don't you see people that have eye problem? They say they have a cataract. They can't see very clearly. They are seeing people, they can't see him. Some will be near blind. Then they take them to the doctor. The doctor says, oh, he has cataract. Ah, it's a simple matter. Because cataract is not a very dangerous disease. They will operate and remove that cover that is covering it, throw it away. He comes to see clearly. So that's why Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi said, your eyes initially was clear as a child. What covered it? Remove that cover that is on it. Wada an kanokota al-gayni, pal-gayni zahiru. Whenever you write ayin, it's clear. For you to make it gain, you have to put a dot in it. And ayin, as a word, is a letter. As a letter, is a letter. As a word, it means clear source. Gain, as a letter, is a letter. As a word, it means modeled up. If you did not put dots, there is no modeling in it. So always leave your heart clear. Don't allow anything to stay in your heart except Allah and the Prophet. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with his status, with his position, always seeing Allah at all times, he used to warn the Sahabas. Say, please, when any of you come to me, don't tell me something about my companions that I don't want to hear. I want to meet with all my companions and my heart is clearly seeing them as they are. That's why backbiting is not a small thing in Islam. Going to tell things that you shouldn't tell about somebody is not a small thing in Islam. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. Allah is saying, woe be unto everyone, lumazatin, that is pouting and is using his eyes to look at somebody anyhow. It's wrong. لا يسهر قوم من قوم أسعى يكون خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء أسعى يكون خيرا منهم. Don't joke, useless joke about people. If terrible kasira min nazani, don't go about thinking bad of people. Leave your heart clear. As you are seeing somebody, see him the way you see him. If he comes to you as a good person, say he's a good person. Don't allow somebody to come and tell you, oh, that man that comes to you, well, he's this, he's bad, don't listen to him. He has already modeled you of him. That's what Allah is saying, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِهِمْ سُدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سُدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. We have put a barrier in front of them, a barrier behind them. We have covered them in delusion. They are not able to see.
وَسَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
وَسَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, therefore, these ones that we have already put collars on their neck and jacked their face up, these ones that we have put barrier in front of them, they cannot see the truth, and barrier behind them, if they turn to the back, they cannot see the back. First of all, they can't turn to the right and left. Now, in front of them, they can see the truth. Behind them, they can't see the truth. This is good. Sawa'un alayhim is the same thing. A'anzartahumu, you admonish them, am lam tunzirhum, or you don't admonish them, la yu'minun, they will not believe. Because their heart, like we said, is in the middle. What you are doing now, it controls it. What you have done in the past, it has not forgotten. Even if your hand is not yet used to it, and your hand is not doing it now, the heart has not forgotten. Then, what you will leave behind, the heart has not forgotten, is the one to also tell you. So for now, continue to admonish. This does not mean that the admonition of people are futile, because a lot of people will not listen. You can never know who will pick it up. Sometimes, an admonisher admonishes. The man there says he doesn't take the admonition. He goes. One day, somewhere, something else will happen to him, then he will remember what he was told that day. And that is the day that he will have returning back. And Allah is very merciful. So, let us continue to admonish and be patient as we are admonishing. And be telling people the truth as Allah has said it. If you know you can't tell all the truth, tell the one you can say. But the one that can say it, allow him to say it. Because as long as it is in the Quran, he's saying it from, allow him to say it. But don't say anything of your own volition. Don't bring your own into it. وَسَعَوْنَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَعَذَرْتَهُمُ أَمْ لَمْ تُنْذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
إِنَّمَا تُنْذِرُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الذِّكْرَ وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ.
وَسَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنْذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم. إنما تنذر, this is the one that you are actually admonishing. All of them are in front of you as you are going and you are admonishing the whole world. These are actually these ones that are the ones that you are admonishing. إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر, these ones that are following their remembrance. They don't just leave their heart in negligence. They remember. This is what was said. Really, but this has happened. This is what they said, the Quran said. Yes, really, but this is what has happened. Inna ma tunziru man ittaba'a dhikra wa khashiya ar-rahmana bil-ghayb. And this one that fears Allah, as he's thinking he's afraid of Allah, even though he can't see he's afraid of the one that created all this moment, that brought me into this world, that gave me my hand, my ears, that gave me all these things, and even I'm healthy now, he's afraid. Therefore, tell them that whoever has these attributes and qualities, فَبَشِّرْهُ مَكْفِرَةٍ, give him a good news. The work he's doing, no matter the ills in the work, Allah will forgive it. وَعَجِرِ كَرِيمٍ. Despite that, Allah will bring him reward. Reward that is a noble reward, a generous reward from the one that is generous. إِنَّمَا تُنْذِرُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الذِّكْرَ وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. And remember, when the Quran was starting, it started with Fatiha al-Kitab. That all should worship Allah. Beg Allah to give you the right road, to be with those that Allah is pleased with. Surat al-Lazina Aram Ta'alayhim, you should be with those that Allah is pleased with. You can't come out, you are not new. And you also beg Allah, Gerin Magdubi Alayhim, Allah, distant me away, not the path of those that you are annoyed with, or the path of those that are astray. Then Baqarah came. The first thing that Allah said in Baqarah, Zalika al-Kitabu, Lari Bati, Hudan, is the guidance to those that fear Allah. Allah says, do this, they do it. Live this, they do it. Then Allah defined who are the muttaqeen. Allazina yu'minuna bighaybi. People that believe in the unseen. That's what Allah is telling us here. He said, innama tunziru allazina, innama tunziru man ittaba'a dhikra wa khashiya ar-rahman bighaybi. The one that fears the merciful one. Rahman is merciful. Even though he has not seen him. That's why our religion, there is itikadat. This belief is very interesting on Allah. Nobody knows. Allah says, believe in Allah. Believe in the messengers. Believe in the day of judgment. Believe in the books. Believe in predestination. All this you must believe in them. It's between you and Allah. Don't say, I've not seen Allah. Are you not afraid that you came to this world? Did you know how you come to the world? Who made you? You that you are talking, do you have life? Yes. In your body, where is your life? How much do you know of yourself that you want to know of God? That's why don't say, I must know God. Know about His creation, know about yourself, then you know God. So anytime the Prophet is preaching, his preaching is for everyone that is following the remembrance. Follow what you remember in your heart. The Prophet brought the Quran. He preached at that time. His preaching is still the one going on up to now. And those that fear Allah and fear the merciful one are still following it. Those that did not are still abandoning it and neglecting it. إِنَّمَا تُنْزِرُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الذِّكْرَ وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ. Any kind of work you do, there will be defects in it. There will be errors in it. But Allah says, He is. Allah will forgive it. وَعَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. And Allah will reward. That's why I always say, the Prophet has said, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ نِيَّةِ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَمَلِهِ. All your work is the intention. Your intention is better than your work. Because your intention is directed to Allah. Nobody was is there with you and Allah. But when you come to your work, you are seeing other creations. There is there now. You want people to hear that you have done good. You want this one that you are giving something for him to be happy with you. In your pocket, maybe you have 100 naira. You want to give 10 naira to somebody. As you are giving him, when you see him smile, you are happy. But is this him you gave? You gave it to Allah. Whether he thanks you or he doesn't thank you, what is your business? إِنَّمَا نُتِلْكُمْ لِوَجِهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. Don't bother. Just give it to Allah. You give it to Allah. This one is creation of Allah. I give it to him. You go. So everybody should do the good Allah has sent him with. Don't allow others to teach you what to do. If somebody is doing something that is bad, don't copy him in his bad. Rather, if somebody is doing better than you, copy him in what is better than you, because you have asked Allah to guide you, Salat al-Lazina, and Amta alayhi. فَبَشِرْ مَكْبُرَةٍ وَعَزِرٍ كَرِيمٍ.
إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُهِيِ الْمَوْتَى وَنَكْتُبْ قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحسيناه في إمام مبين.
إنا ننظر الموت ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحسيناه في إمام مبين. إنا ننظر الموت. We are the one, Allah says, Nuhil Mawti, that brings to life the one that is dead. Wa naktubu ma qaddamu, and we write ma qaddamu, what he has preceded. What has preceded from him. Wa atharihim, and what he has left behind. Wa kulla shay'in, everything, whatever it is, ahasaynahu, we have enumerated all. Fi imamin mubin. This leader that is very clear. Here, inna nahnu hil mawti. Anybody that is not with Allah, his heart is not with Allah, is like a dead person. Anybody that his heart is with Allah continuously in this world, even if he goes to the grave, he is alive. That's what Allah is telling us. أَلَمْ يَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَمْ يَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَّلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ إِلَّا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. No matter the state you are in, every year you see Allah will bring down rain. The seeds that are dead in the earth would sprout. The same thing. If Allah brings His rain in your heart, you can come alive. Read the Quran. Listen to the Quran. Listen to the people of the Quran. You will come alive. Allah is the one that brings the dead to life. Every time we go and we plant, what do? We bury. Like we bury our dead, the same way we bury the seeds. When the rain falls, the seed germinates. So Allah brings to life what is dead. Then Allah said, I'm not just bringing him to life. Because before you came to this world, you are not there. Allah brought you to this world, and you are alive. The work you are doing now is the present. The one that you did yesterday is past. The one that you are going to do in the future is future. That's why you have present tense, past tense, and future tense. This is how it is. Whether in any language, you have present tense, you have past tense, and you have future tense. What you have done yesterday is gone. Ma'akottamu, that's what you have already done. Wa'afelihim, what you are doing now is you are doing. When you also leave and go, what you did that you left behind will be after you. So ask yourself, what did I do yesterday? When you did good, thank Allah for it. When you did bad, you can repair it by making a lot of istighfar. That's why whoever advises you making istighfar, he is your good advisor. Follow him. So Allah said, وَأَنِ اتَّقْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُسِلِ سَمَعَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيَمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَرًا. As long as you are making istighfar, it's correcting your past. And because of that, it will draw for you the words that you missed at the past. Allah will draw it for you now. And if you are doing good work now, and you do good work now, and people are seeing you doing the good work, when you leave, as they are talking about it, it is still entering your book. Always have good intention. The ulama, they said, one way you can get to your past is istighfar. One way you can get to the future is with intention. You are reading the Quran. You wish to memorize it. You are trying your best. You can't. It is still in the hadith. When immediately you die, an angel will be sent to you in the grave. He will continue to teach you. You will come out of the grave on the day of judgment as somebody who has memorized the Quran. On the day of judgment, people are going to come. They said they should be taken to hell. Allah said, ask them to wait. at the gate. They would bring them back. So they were bringing back. Why? He said, the scale to the right is not much. That of the left has overweighed it, the back wall. But I can't see you put a hatch there. So he didn't go to say, put it. That the people who are going to hatch, he was begging me, oh Allah, give me sustenance. I want to go to hatch. If I can get this, if I can get this. I know I did not allow him to go, but I have written it for him, put it for him. Sir, I didn't see that he had big mosque. Sir, he didn't build a mosque, he built. That day he saw a beautiful mosque, how I wish, and you can give me the energy and this to build this. I've written it for him. All these intentions that you are doing, good intention, good intention, good intention, sincerely, Allah writes it for you. But not that you are just making it and saying, you are going to look for it haram. No, if Allah brings it, have good intention. If Allah, you make it possible for me, I'll go to Hajj. Allah, if you make it possible for me, I'll build a house for Allah. Allah, if you make it possible for me, Hajj. All these children that I'm saying that are destitute, I'll assist them. Allah will write for you. Sometimes He will test you and give you those things that you're asking. Is it true? If you're able to do the two, then Allah will cover the rest that you wish you didn't do. That's why always Allah is talking of makfiratin. Because maybe Allah is a type, I can reach you up. I will feed this indigent people, these destitute. Then Allah tested you. He gave you up to 100 million. You couldn't spend maybe only 1 million. Which is shameful. But because you have spent that 1 million, Allah will forgive. You have tried. There are people that did not even spend. There are people that even it's with that they want to drive away this evil. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ. So therefore, know that everything that you are doing is being written down. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. There is a book that أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ وَإِنَّهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. Allah has the mother of the books that is leading every other book. This book, everything that every human being does, even your looking, even your spitting, everything is put there, as long as it's something that is clear and is in the open. But what is hidden in the heart, that is between you and Allah. That's why it's not written for you. On your judgment, Allah will add it for you. So may Allah forgive all of us. May Allah strengthen our resolve. May Allah bring peace to our country. May Allah forgive all Muslims. All Muslims that are worshipping Allah, one Allah, may Allah forgive all of us. May Allah forgive our parents. All those that are assisting Islam, may Allah assist them. All those that are trying to bring evil to Islam, may Allah weaken them. All those that are bringing all these problems to our country, may Allah weaken them. If it is money they are having that they are using, may Allah take the money from them and make them poor. All those that are assisting this country, may Allah assist them. All those assisting Muslims, may Allah assist them. All those assisting the part of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah assist them. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He reward the companions for us. May He make, may He raise our children for us. May He bless all that He has given us. Whether it's our work, our children, our houses, what we are eating, what we are wearing, what we are riding, may Allah bless each and every one for us. May Allah make us to give this world with kalima in our mouth. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق الخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Let me shake the one that is coming from
bro.
Let me shake.